The Syracuse Common Council voted unanimously Monday to approve the city's budget for the next fiscal year. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the budget still includes a $12 million deficit from Mayor Stephanie Miner's original budget proposal, but more money has been shifted toward road repairs.
The street improvement budget nearly doubled to $5.7 million to pave more roads and repair more potholes. Additional money was added to the Department of Public Works overtime to clean out catch basins and sewers after years of heavy storms and flooding.
We have to do that, by the way. The people in this city are really asking all of us as councilors to address this.
Councilor Nader Maroon, the Finance Committee chair, says they had to move insurance costs and decrease pension costs to avoid adding more to the deficit. That will bring reserves down to close to $43 million.
There's no question we're challenged financially.
Maroon reminds residents that the city is not raising taxes, and there has not been an increase in state aid to the city for years. But more revenue will be needed over the long term in order to sustain finances.
People want to develop in the city of Syracuse. There's been challenges to that, either from zoning, time delays, etc. But I think people really want to invest in it. So I'm optimistic that we'll be able to address our financial concerns going forward.
Maroon points out that the city is updating its zoning code to make it less complicated for property owners and developers. He anticipates a boost in taxable property development in the university area in particular in the next 2 years. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.